Dog!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino.
Good day, sir.
Canadian sensation, bearded wonder.
Good day.
Good day to you.
Good day to
Boys
you.
Boys in the back, how are we?
How we doing? How we doing?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good, Tony.
Thank you, Mitt. We start off the show
with
breaking news.
Breaking.
Odell Beckham Jr. is expected to go to the Rams. It's breaking news in the real world. Breaking news in the gambling world. It has changed their odds to win the Super Bowl. 0 points.
Yeah. I mean,
the number has not moved.
Super Bowl or bust, right?
Super Bowl or bust. Stafford's got no more excuses.
They just said they need to run the ball more to be successful.
Correct. He goes into
playing running back.
I thought it was an interesting move. I thought he should have signed with the Packers. He would have been the clear number two. Would have made the Packers much better.
Yeah.
I don't know if this makes the Rams much better. I don't know if this makes OBJ much better, but we'll see.
Yeah, our resident Rams fan, Dirty Gertie, shout out. He was worried about the chemistry right when this news broke. I was outside there with him. So I don't know how that'll work out with them.
Thought it was an interesting decision. I thought Green Bay made the most sense.
And it's Rams don't have money to pay him next year, so that's what we were being told it was about, right?
Yeah.
So
even if you're the Chiefs, even if he goes to the Chiefs, you're automatically immediately the number two wide receiver there. Here you go in and you're number three, potentially.
Yep.
Because Bobby Woods.
Yep.
Cooper Kupp. Whoa.
Would be less expensive next year than Bob Woods, I would think, right? Bob Woods is making a lot of money. I do feel like
him and Cooper Kupp are both making $16 million.
Cooper Kupp's definitely been playing up to that, but like Bob Woods, like if OBJ comes in and plays well, I think you could get rid of Bob Woods for some draft capital or something back in return.
Bob's on pace for 1,100 yards this year.
Yeah, that's nothing to sneeze at.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, fucking Van Jefferson's on pace for 800 yards.
Yeah, I mean, they're great. They're a great team, but, I mean, they still might not even win that division.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll be excited to see. But for a gambling show, it has changed the Super Bowl odds none. Let me see. They're second to win the NFC, which they were before this. So hasn't really changed the odds much, but that's the breaking news. Also, the breaking news for today is Cam Newton has been signed by the Panthers. Probably not going to – definitely not going to play this weekend. So it doesn't change anything for this weekend, but he most likely will be the starter next weekend and going forward. They paid him starter money. Is he better than PJ Walker? Yes, for sure. Does it make the Panthers Super Bowl contender playoff team? Probably not. How do you feel about that, pal?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
I
just can't get over that OBJ didn't go to the Packers.
Yeah.
I'm really shocked.
But Cam doesn't do anything.
Cam?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm interested to see. Like, I always thought this year, like, I wanted to see Cam with another year with New England. Obviously, that wasn't the plan.
But, like, he's better than PJ Walker. Yeah. But it doesn't make him a Super Bowl team or anything.
No, like that. Not at all. But, like, I think with that defense, when they were controlling the ball with Darnold, like, they were a borderline playoff team.
Yeah.
Like, well, I like the story. I'm a sucker for that story. I'd love to see Cam go back and ball out. If McCaffrey's healthy, I mean, they're a better team than when he left.
Yeah.
With that defense.
Yeah, I agree.
With Rule, with Brady, like, I'm hopeful.
Okay.
I just like a good story.
You know? I hear you.
That's probably what it's mostly about.
I fucking hear you. All right, so that's the breaking news for today. Neither news, if you're a gambler, neither news really affects you as a gambler, but in the sports world, decent size breaking news. Last night, Maction, I was 1-1. Chippewas covered easily. Bowling Green never had a chance, which puts me to 3-2 in the Maction standings. You?
2-0
last night.
Chippewa, I mean, it was the Chips. It was always the Chips. I mean, they went down 14-0 to get things started.
I did not like how the early night was staring me in the face, but it ended up being decent night.
NIU was an ugly start too. There was a point. Mitt was money line. I was plus 2.5. Uh-huh. There was going to be
where it could have been both.
Going to be a nice middle for the boys.
That fucking kicker for NIU.
Yo, fucking drip, Mitt.
I mean, that kid's good, dude. He has a lot of swag. I wish I would have.
How'd you do last night in the MAC?
I went 1-1. I was on
Chippewas.
I was on the Chippewas, whichever Michigan. And then I had Chirp Ball State, and we lost on a last second field goal.
Yeah, you did.
Congrats, Gumpy.
Congrats, Bob.
Thank you.
So now in our MACtion standings, I'm 3-2. You're 5-2.
Yeah, there is one man at the top of MACtion Mountain.
That's you.
I would like to make it known I am the middleman in the MACtion Mountain. I am 4-2.
Are we sure about that? Because yesterday you had no.
He's
yesterday,
always throwing around these yesterday numbers you were, out of fucking nowhere.
Yesterday you were 6-1.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. What do you mean? We have the tape. We watched the tape. We can go back and check.
I didn't fucking watch the tape. You're going to have to pull up the tape and show us.
Yeah, I fucking did watch the tape, and you're going to have to take my word for it because you won't watch it yourself.
I don't trust your fucking tape, dude. We'll see, though.
I mean, it's we got more entertaining action next football, week. Dude.
It's good it was. Football. Good football. Good football. I went 4-3 in the NBA.
Not a babe.
So, not terrible.
No.
Take it.
I had a good night in the NBA as well.
Golden State and Phoenix were easy late-night covers.
It was always the Warriors.
What'd you say?
It was always the Warriors.
Yeah.
It was always the Warriors every time.
It was always the Warriors. Who else? Oh, we talked about
the Pelicans.
We talked about it on the show. The Pelicans had no business being a favorite.
Let alone
a 5-point favorite.
They have no business being in the league right now. They stink, dude. They should be a G League team.
Jesus,
this kid.
Whoa. I mean, what? They don't have Brandon Ingram. They don't have anybody. I mean,
they have families, no dude.
Play Come better. Fucking play better.
I also lost Toronto.
Yeah, they got dog walked, huh?
It was close.
Celtics were buzzing.
The Milwaukee and Knicks game was close, and then that got Chicago was a cover. What was the other one? I had Memphis maybe against Charlotte. Yeah.
Yeah, Memphis. You were the one you hit the nail on.
It was fucking I want to say Oklahoma City, New Orleans.
Yeah.
The two rookie super boosts did hit last night.
I can't believe that game was on television.
I was so upset, and I actually tweeted out that I was mad about it, and a lot of people were in my mentions talking to me about how good of a game and how marketable the two picks were. I was like, shut the fuck up, dude.
They stink.
The world champions, last year's world champions, were playing in Madison Square Garden at the same fucking time in a very close game. An awesome game, actually, that I wish I could have fucking watched.
I hate to say this. The NBA has passed me by.
Done with it?
What?
I tried to watch Heat Lakers last night. I'm done.
That?
I don't.
I can't do it. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was the bubble that ruined it for me. I used to love NBA. I don't know.
I don't really watch full games. I'll catch a quarter a night in games that I'm betting on.
Yeah.
But until playoffs, I'm not going to watch
them. Yeah. I've never been so sad in my life. That Heat Lakers game last night, shout out the Lake Show. That was awesome. Dude, Malik Monk coming off the bench, 27 points, going overtime, staying up till 1:30 a.m.
Yeah, you're a hype boy, Mitt. Like, that's
Jimmy Butler.
NBA is perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
You love it. Like, I think it passed me by, and I don't know why. I would rather watch college basketball than NBA.
That's fine, though.
It genuinely hurts my heart.
No, it's good for the show. Great for the show.
Yeah.
We got all fucking...
Don't need me fucking picking NBA, too.
We got all angles covered. Speaking of all angles covered, how was the ice last night, dude?
1-1 on the ice last night. Not bad, you know. Better than it has been.
Better than losing. Technically with the juice.
Stars stink. Yeah, they're not a good hockey team right now.
Oh, really?
No.
The Flyers let the troops down. They blew it on military appreciation night.
They did, those cocks.
Motherfuckers.
Leafs were hot. Big slate tonight, though.
Big slate tonight.
Are we doing it now? Can we get out of the way?
You want NHL out of the way?
Oh, college basketball last night, Mitt may have been right. Detroit maybe should not have a basketball. They lost by 40.
Yeah, we could do. Today we have Thursday Night Football College, Thursday Night Football NFL, NHL. NBA, you got any college basketball tonight or no?
Absolutely.
Okay, You want to start an NHL?
Yeah.
Let's hit the ice.
Knock it out.
Let's hit the pond.
Ooh, you're excited.
Let's go, Nick.
Let's go.
Let's go, Nick.
He's confident.
He's very excited. I don't know about that. I'm not going to fucking tell him. Nope.
I want to get out of the way.
Oh, yeah. Pucks on net.
Pucks on net, dude.
Sticks on ice.
Let's go.
Backhand, dude.
First game of the night.
Yeah.
We're flipping the coin.
What?
The Edmonton Oilers, 8-2 in their last 10, coming off a loss, come into Boston to take on Bruins.
We're leading off the show with a coin. All right. For the honorable coin.
Bruins.
Edmonton Oilers plus the 126. Shout out Bruins guy.
Mezzi.
Shout out Mezzi. Bruins coming off a win. I think they're 5-0. Yeah, 5-0 at home. Undefeated on home ice against this high-powered Edmonton Oilers squad.
Did the Bruins play last night?
Two nights ago.
Oh, that was when Connor said they were going to lose.
They won. They did, but we covered because we were on the Sens plus one.
What?
Plus one. Heads will be the Edmonton Oilers. Tails will be the Boston Bruins. And the flip, it's tails.
Tails!
Bruins!
The honorable coin selects. Coin is spoken. Bruins minus 152.
I wish the camera work was what that actually deserved. That was awesome.
Did you stink?
It wasn't my best. It was not my worst work.
You didn't entirely miss it.
Okay.
Then we're going Calgary Flames minus 137 on the road in Montreal against Gumpy's Habs.
Habs are one of the worst teams in...
I need to recover for a second. Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, a second there. Can we get back to... The coin was once undefeated. A long storied streak talked about for ages and ages and ages. Then unfortunately the coin landed on a Detroit Red Wings team that we knew was going to burn us. So it was once 30-0. Then it was 30-0 in Detroit, and it had still never lost. And then it went against Big Bob. And it went down. And then it came back. And now it is back. And it is...
Nailed it. Which takes us to the Flames, who are very good on the road. 5-1 on the road, coming off a loss, going into Montreal. We're taking the Flames minus 137.
Ooh. Habs are what, second worst team in the NHL?
They're pretty bad.
Against the spread?
The Ottawa Senators.
Are you back on the Sens?
We're going back on the Sens here at home, minus 106 against the LA Kings. Gumpy did not appreciate and respect the power of the Kings when they came and dog walked the Habs the other night. But the Kings have won six in a row.
They're back. Who? LA, Anaheim. I mean, California's buzzing.
They are California. Right now. They are back. But six in a row.
California trio.
That's a lot. We're thinking that ends tonight in Ottawa.
It ends tonight.
Then we go over the Islanders at the Devils. Both these teams underperforming. Per people's expectations. We're going to go back to the well with the Islanders here at minus 144 on the road.
Okay.
The Caps go into Detroit. The Washington Capitals are minus 130 going into Detroit to take on the Red Wings. We're going Caps.
Okay.
We're going to trust Ovechkin.
I like that.
And then two late games here. The Minnesota Wild, who played last night, coming into Vegas. Vegas no good at home this year. We're going Minnesota Wild minus 110. On the road.
Okay.
And then the Anaheim Ducks plus 136 on the road going up to the Krakhouse to take on the Kraken.
Wow.
You're going against the Kraken
at home.
At home.
Tony.
You go against the Kraken at home at your own fucking peril, dude.
You know, five in a row for the Ducks. I think they get the six.
Fucking cojones on you, dude. Kraken at home?
Unbelievable.
The Kraken stink.
Whoa. Not at home, dude. All right.
The Ducks playing tonight?
Yeah.
The Kraken are 3-2 at home.
Pretty
they're
good.
They're 6-1 on the road.
Exactly.
Who's the Nucks got?
Mountainside.
Yeah, the Nucks are in Colorado. They're plus 162. Colorado $2 favorites at home.
Hold the phone.
Is Hype Boy switching teams?
No.
McKinnon's out. They stink.
McKinnon's out for 3 weeks. I wouldn't say they stink. They still got some guys.
What's Canucks plus 1.5?
Canucks plus 1.5 is minus 150.
I'll have to check with my source.
You do that.
Because they did lose last game. He did say they stunk. That was Hollock, though.
I don't know, dude. What is Mountainside without McKinnon? It's basically just...
That's what we've been saying, man.
Good call.
That's what we've been saying.
That's all I got for you, Tony.
I'm upset.
Hey, that's good puck.
All right, since we did puck, three games in the NBA tonight. I got nothing in the NBA tonight. Didn't like the slate.
I got two, actually.
Didn't like the slate.
Throw it up. Oh, I'd like to retract something I said earlier in the week.
Hold on.
Retractment from?
We have a retraction.
I will not be taking Syracuse at Louisville this weekend.
Why?
I've come across some information.
What is the information?
I cannot do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the information the Lamar jersey retirement game?
That is part of it, but Syracuse does not do well in Louisville.
Bingo.
Would you like to know how bad it is?
Turning your back on the Cues.
I am not turning my back on
the Cues. You don't have to do a retraction because we haven't made our official picks.
I know, but I did throw it out there, and I'm usually a pretty proud Orangeman,
okay,
as you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I come here, I wear my starter.
Whoa, for sure. It's just orange now.
It is just orange.
Okay. Orange person.
Orange fan.
Yeah. Fighting orange.
I wear my starter Syracuse jacket in here every morning.
Can't say fighting orange.
The orange, 0-5 against the spread last 5 in Louisville, 1-6 against the spread their last 7 against Louisville.
Okay.
Favorite in this matchup, 7-0 against the spread last 7. Home team in this matchup, 4-0 against the spread last 4.
It's a different Cuse team, dude.
I know, but the Lamar Jackson thing, too, is that's worth probably a touchdown.
Maybe. Or they're distracted. I'm not touching that game.
Okay. Well, then cut it out.
Touching that game. Like I said, I got nothing NBA.
Was Connor wearing a Montreal Canadiens goalie mask?
Yeah. No, I think it was Team USA.
Yeah.
That was
fucking Mylek, dude. That's street hockey stuff back there. That's old school.
Was that, what's his name? Was that Emilio's mask?
No. Estevez?
No, he can't play hockey.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah.
It's because of that. I'm not going to go into it. We got breaking news? Nope.
Holy shit.
What?
49ers waived Jalen Hurd.
That was what I was making sure. Mitt, what do you got tonight, dude?
What do you got, dude?
Fucking NBA.
You got two picks. The Heat just lost last night to the Los Angeles Lakers. They're staying in LA and they're playing the LA Clippers. They're 5-point dogs. I'm taking them as the 5-point dogs here. Little revenge LA game. And then I'm also going to take the Indiana Pacers are going to the Utah Jazz. It's an 11-point spread. The Jazz have been destroying teams and destroying spreads all year, especially at home. So this one worries me, but I'm taking the Pacers plus the 11. Ugh. I think it's just a little too much.
Couple puppies tonight.
All right, Mitt, let's
He's
go.
He's on the puppies
Let's go. I love the NBA.
Okay.
He loves the NBA.
Guy loves the NBA.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Wear those sick pants again tomorrow, man.
Pants fucking stink.
Those are my Lakers celebration those pants.
No, stink, you said dude. They were your hooping pants.
Yeah.
I respect a lot of your swag, man, but those stunk, dude.
Hey, $5 sale bin at some place in the mall. I thought it'd be funny to wear one time.
Hey, you fucking. They were funny.
They hit.
They were fucking funny, dude. Tonight, college football. North Carolina goes to Heinz Field.
Fucking shootout.
If you know anything about Heinz Field on a Pitt Thursday night, that place will be rocking.
Yeah, it actually might be.
20,
yeah,
it actually might be.
20,000 strong.
I don't know.
Oh, you think they're going to show up?
You think they're going to sell it out?
No, they won't sell it out. But I let's call it, dare I say, 45,000.
If they wouldn't have lost to Miami, I'd be with you.
I still think it's got a buzz.
Okay.
Is Brett Michaels going?
No.
I like Panthers tonight. The numbers tell me to take the Panthers. Yep. The matchup tells me to take the Panthers. Yep. The trends tell me to take the Panthers.
Yep. Yep.
Carolina stinks on the road.
Yep.
They stink as a dog.
Yep.
They stink after a win.
Yep.
Give me Panthers minus 6.5.
I'm with you, Tony.
Attaboy.
Panthers this year, 4-0 ATS versus teams with a winning record. 5-1 ATS last six. 5-1 ATS last six is a favorite. 5-1 ATS last six conference games. Tar Heels 0-2 ATS on the road. Yep. Tar Heels 2-6 ATS last eight road games. Yep. 1-5 ATS last six games is an underdog.
Yep.
I will die against UNC again.
Yes, we will.
Yin's picking Pickett.
We're taking Kenny Pickett.
Shoot the lights.
We're not taking the over. I'm taking the over. It's down to 71.5.
Oh, you have to
die. 71.
A low number like that, you have to. You cannot take the
over. Hey, I got a pick on this one, too, actually. I'm diving into the player prop section here. I like Kenny Pickett to have no interceptions. The under on his interceptions at 0.5 at plus 106 on FanDuel.
I like that, Mitt. What's his over-under yards? 350?
600.
350's
first
347.
Half.
Look at me. I should be making these fucking lines.
Sam Howells. Do you want to guess that one?
317.
No. 279.5.
Really?
Yeah, I would take Kenny Pickett's game, over on yards, over on touchdowns, under on interceptions. Let's go, Kenny Pickett.
Let's go, Kenny.
These player props are way too fun for college players. I should not be betting my real money on college players doing this, but it's
fun.
Awesome.
You're just having fun, man.
Just having fun.
You can't parlay it like in
the NFL. Dude, you're just having fun.
Just having fun.
Have a little fun, okay?
Have some fun, man. Have fun out there.
All right. Let's move to the big boys.
Welcome to my hell.
It's update and a half.
Welcome to my hell.
Over under 46 and a
half. About to all get to see what I've been seeing all year, my friends. Come on in. The water's freezing fucking cold.
Guess who the number has me on?
The Fins. Yeah. They turned the ball over last week, but their defense did play well.
Do I love it?
No, obviously not. Nobody does.
Do I love it? No. But do I have to take it? Yeah.
You're taking the Fins?
I'm on the Fins.
Oh, what a guy.
Fins plus the 8.5.
I'm not going to pick a side.
Okay.
But I do have a play.
Okay.
This man has been a very good football player since the Dolphins drafted him.
Okay.
And I believe he gets in the end zone tonight. Jalen Waddle, anytime TD, plus 230.
Plus 230.
Yes.
Man, I hate taking the Fins at 8.5 here, but
I know it doesn't matter, though. Like I was going to say, the Ravens looked like shit in the first half, but they
aren't the Fins like 8-1 now, first quarter?
Yeah.
I looked at the first quarter, but it was 2.5.
Two and a half Ravens?
Yeah, obviously they can't make it 3 because
Many pushes.
So it has to be 2.5.
I've been down on the Fins all year, but for whatever reason, I'm optimistic about this game. I don't know why.
Well, fans know.
I don't know why.
Fans know.
Gumpy, I do think it's probably just because it's the first time you're going to be watching in prime time. But, I mean, Lamar Jackson's going to do Lamar Jackson things. I'm taking Lamar and the Ravens minus the 8.5. I'm on the other side.
Boo!
I'm with you, pal.
Let's go.
Let's ride.
Wait. This is back room versus front room.
Give me the fucking Dolphins plus 8.5.
When's the last time we did back room versus front room?
Actually, the last Ravens game.
No.
It happened yesterday, dude.
Oh, really? The last Ravens game, we did do back room versus front room, and you guys won. But this time, we're fucking dope.
Dead.
Hell yeah.
Fuck you.
Lamar, right? run for 200 yards tonight.
Oh, you think so?
Are you kidding me?
With Van Ginkle on the other side?
Big Fish Ginkle?
The problem is looking for any time touchdown props is a nightmare because the Ravens have 17 running backs.
Yeah. Correct. Also, I don't think what's-his-name is playing tonight.
Who's that?
Latavius Murray.
Really?
I thought I saw he was doubtful yesterday. I could be wrong.
I'm not sure, but I know Nick Boyle's back. Is an underrated piece at tight end, blocking for that freak superstar athlete, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
I'm on the Ravens.
Okay. Back's on the Ravens. I'm on the Fins.
Jalen Waddle.
Dumpy likes Jalen Waddle anytime touchdown.
I'll probably throw a flyer on Jacoby plus 500 as well.
To get in?
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, plus 500. What are we talking about?
Why not? Put me down for a Mark Andrews touchdown.
Mark Andrews touchdown.
Andrews at plus 130.
My worry tonight here is...
they get the doors blown off.
They get the...
Absolute doors.
As a home team, they are 1-3 ATS this year. Baltimore is a favorite as 1-5 ATS this year.
It has not been good.
No. As an away favorite, they're 0-2 ATS. Now, as a home underdog, Dolphins 0-2 ATS. Something's got to give. Something's got to give.
Come on, dude. One fucking time.
I think
this is the nice part about not having the first round draft pick next year is you can just root for your team to maybe just not be that
Fins
bad.
Fins don't have a first round draft pick. Oh, they traded it for fucking Jesus. That sucks, dude.
That the Lions game where Tucker hit the crossbar, and then the Ravens game this week didn't inspire a lot of confidence.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With them not being on cover because they get down early and then come back.
They do get down early.
I mean, I think it'll be a different story tonight. Prime time.
Maybe I should have went Fins first quarter, first half. Fuck it. I'll take the 8.5. And I'll say this. If it goes to 9, 9.5, 10, I'd rather take that number.
You get the bump up.
You get the
free bump up when you're betting on the Fins.
I'll say this. I'm not putting in the bet until game time. Okay?
You get the free bump on the
Fins. Not putting in the bet until game time. Ravens to win by 14 plus points is plus 180. That's not that much, I feel like. I'm not talking about the points. I'm talking about the plus 180. Marquise Brown or Miles Gaskin to score the first touchdown, plus 450.
Nah.
They don't even give Gaskins a fucking ball.
Well, they have no – they got fucking – they have no offensive line. They can't. It's impossible to run the ball. Like, there's no point. There's no point.
Mitt, there's 2 3-by-2s tonight. You on them? Hell yeah. Yeah, dude.
Blindly, I take those every single time.
No, baby.
Paul George and Reggie Jackson each to score 20 plus points.
No, I'm against the Clippers. Reggie been a bucket tonight, this year? So,
huh?
No, not.
Has Reggie been a bucket?
Nah.
He was so good in the playoffs last year.
Bruins and Islanders both to win. Coins on the Bruins.
I'm on the Islanders.
Plus 220.
Smack it.
Kraken and Leafs both to win.
Nah. Leafs ain't winning back-to-back nights.
Kraken will, though.
I doubt it.
Kraken will, though. College basketball tonight.
Oh, shit.
You all right?
Yeah. Should be all right.
You all right, dude?
I mean, there's a lot of pressure tonight, I feel like.
On college basketball?
No, on the Dolphins.
Don't worry about it.
Like,
dude.
I don't text.
They're going to come out and play for
a lot of pressure tonight.
Well, I just don't want to fucking have them to get smacked 45-0 and have to eat it. So, like, I just like a close game.
I've decided in my later years, like, Monday Night Football, I hate when the Steelers play on primetime.
Yeah, I seen your fucking meltdown on Monday night.
If that game would have happened on Sunday at 1 o'clock,
nobody would have cared.
Nobody would have cared.
That's it. Like, if we get fucked, I know I'll be fucking eating it.
I hope the Steelers never have a primetime game again. History of my fucking fandom.
Gumpy, with all due respect, I wouldn't worry about it. They got 2 wins.
I'd just like to see a decent effort. Pressure was the wrong word, you asshole.
I know what you're saying now. You want to see him show up. You want to make a game out of it.
Yeah, something.
Let's not get embarrassed on that.
Put an effort together.
That's the one. That's the one.
Unfortunately, the last time they did play Lamar, they did get embarrassed.
Yeah, that was very bad.
It was like week one, week two.
Chosen Rosen got in that one.
Chosen Rosen did get in on that one. Is it a large slate of college basketball tonight?
I got... 6. So this one's weird. I took Northern Iowa as a pick 'em this morning. Mm-hmm. They're out now like minus 6.
Looks like there's like 20 some games.
I wouldn't take them at minus 6.
Okay.
I'm taking IUPUI plus 12.5 at Evansville.
Okay.
Let's go. That's too many. Jags, baby. That's
too many.
Did you go to IUPUI, Mitt?
No. I went to, technically, I was a student at Ivy Tech for like 2 weeks.
Sweet.
Cordon Bleu University. Yeah. UC Riverside catching 10 at Arizona State.
Ooh.
That's, I like UC Riverside. Okay. I liked them last year. I like them this year. San Jose State catching 5.5 at CS Fullerton.
They're dogs, home dogs?
Or they're at home. Sorry, my bad. Yeah. 5.5 feels like a lot.
Yeah.
The home pops fucking showed up last night. Yeah, for sure.
I feel like they were good last year, weren't they? I could be wrong.
NGIT.
Excuse me?
NGIT was his name-o.
New Jersey Institute of Technology.
That's the one.
Are you betting on the New Jersey Institute of Technology? Not the New
Jersey. Are they the absolute fighting engineers?
Name. I love it.
No, they're the fucking Highlanders, dude.
They are the Highlanders.
NGIT.
Highlanders men's basketball, dude.
You're betting on the New Jersey Institute of Technology?
You give me the fucking New Jersey Institute of Technology plus 2.5 at home against Merrimack. I will fucking take them.
You're the best.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm fucking all for it.
No, I'm talking to this guy. Yeah. What's your deal, dude? I can't
believe he's down over here.
Fucking Institute can't play ball now?
No. They definitely can. I didn't think at this point in my life you could throw a college team's name out there that I haven't heard of, but here we are.
I mean, we're just here to have fun, you know?
Does ITT Tech play tonight?
ITT Tech? I don't see them on the board.
Okay.
Let's check this one. Oh, that's Friday. Pittsburgh WVU on Friday.
For basketball?
Yep.
Pitt back lost by fucking double digits first game of the
Pitt
year.
Pitt basketball is in shambles right now.
That's goddamn shame.
I got one last. I'm just trying to check the line here. See, now Northern Iowa fucking minus 5.5. Pick them this morning. The last one.
NGTIT,
oh, yeah. We're going. We're
in an okay season last time.
I don't love going against Northern Colorado.
No, you don't.
But I'm going to do it.
No, you don't.
They got to go to Hawaii.
Hawaii won the Battle of Hawaii last night.
This is
are not kicked off of the island.
This is a midnight tip.
Can't wait to watch that.
Hawaii's catching 2.5 at home. Another home pup.
Okay.
So that is. Stop me.
You're the fucking best.
Stop me if you've heard these names before. Northern Iowa.
Yep.
IUPUI plus 12.5.
Yep.
UC Riverside plus 10.
Okay.
San Jose State plus 5.5.
Yep.
Hawaii plus 2.5.
Okay.
And the New Jersey Institute of Basketball plus 2.5.
Hell yeah.
I mean, those are some live pups right there if I ever seen them.
So while you were saying that, I was checking out the...
I love how I won't bet an NBA game, but here we are.
I was checking out the chat, and Andrew S. did make me giggle. He said, I tried to look up NGIT in my FanDuel app, auto-dialed the gambling hotline.
Only if it doesn't hit. Only if it doesn't hit.
Gubby, I like that Jags pick. I'm going to take IUPUI fighting Jags plus the 12.5 or 11.5.
You were against Evansville. This is the second time you're against Evansville this year.
Yeah, I'm on a fade Evansville.
Yeah, they stink, dude. It's Evansville.
That they beat Kentucky last year.
Yeah, but that's when they had...
Fluke.
No, I know. We don't have to go into that.
Yeah, it's just...
Hey, we don't have to fucking go into
that. Isn't Bill from... Oh, no, Bill's not from Evansville.
He might as well be, dude. All right. Do we got any line moves or?
Michigan. That Michigan line's moving.
Yeah, they're favorites now.
Yeah.
NFL line moves. Is there anything large? New England's coming down on the Chubb news. Jets are coming. Kamara's down.
Out. What's the Saints
Jets are
at?
Down to 12? Huh?
What's the Saints at now?
Oh yeah, is Kamara officially out or he's doubtful?
Doubtful.
New Orleans is still, it's minus 3.
How's the money line at?
Minus 2.5.
160. Is it getting up there?
I don't know, to be honest with you. Tampa, Atlanta, and Dallas, is, the lines are pretty much...
Yeah, they're not moving much this week.
They're pretty much fucking holding steady here.
That Jets-Bills game, I'm intrigued to see if fucking Mike White can do it again, because he looked... He looked good. He looked good against the Colts before he got hurt too.
So, for some reason, I like favorites this week, which I was all dogs last week, and favorites this week, which I fucking hate.
Steelers are moving.
Yeah, that's the only one.
They might go down to 8.
They might go down to 7.
I mean, if they get to 7, it's a must have.
They might go down to 7. It's a
must have.
Packers
3.5 could get to 3.
Yeah, it could, for sure. We still don't know if Aaron's playing or not.
This one game is one that I've been staring at, and if the Eagles-Broncos won,
No, thank you. No, thank you. You don't know what teams are showing up.
Either of those teams,
too. You have no idea which teams are showing up for that fucking game.
I'd probably take Broncos' money line.
Just because it's at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just dog walk the fucking Cowboys.
Yeah, dude. But that makes me not want to fucking take them.
Yeah, but it's not like the Eagles played bad against the Chargers. Eagles have...
They'll fight.
Eagles have played decent ball the last few games.
Yeah, they'll fight.
Their defense isn't that fucking... Their defense is pretty good.
Their secondary fucking stinks somehow, but...
Well, now, they have talent, so...
Well, no, I mean, but Slay and... Steven Nelson aren't the worst fucking corners to have.
Now I just want to take the 9. I want to take the Niners Monday night out of spite.
Oh, I'll fucking do that with you.
Yeah.
I'll spite fucking take you.
Just actually, go to the fucking Packers, dude. I don't fucking get it.
You want to spite bet Monday night?
I mean, we should wait.
Let me see what I think the...
We should wait because that's going to go...
Who's on the road here?
What's OBJ get?
The Rams point? -6.
Oh, dude, there's no way he'll play.
What?
You think he'd play Monday night?
They already said he wants to play.
He wants to play.
I've been off my phone. I've been cutting these. That's insane. I've been out here fucking
counting. Yo, I'm fucking cutting cameras, dog.
Why can't they work him into a package for like 5-10 plays?
I mean, why would you waste? Hey, go that run just seems a slam, dumb. Dude. Like, just you're just gonna waste a roster spot.
Why
of that
Why did he not go to the Packers?
I don't know, but I'm with you guys. If they play him, I'm spite betting that, and I'm betting the 49ers, and I hope they get a fucking...
Get a San Francisco 49ers!
Give me the San Francisco... Fuck! Fuck John McVay! Give me the San Francisco fuck 49ers! Fuck!
That was pretty good.
That actually was pretty good. You need to get Morency back on here.
You should.
Okay. I think we're good.
It's a good show.
Good show.
It's a good show.
Good show.
It's a lot of picks. There's like 50 picks
tonight. 50 picks tonight.
At least.
Is Deshaun worse than OBJ? It's a good question.
See, that's the thing. You fucking cut a guy because you said there was no, like...
Deshaun complained about not getting passing, yet they signed OBJ. It's I hear you, Pop.
Deshaun didn't even really complain. Like, he didn't complain that much.
No, that was...
No, it was just...
That was narratives.
It was inside.
Pain. I don't know. It just feels like if you take the Rams against, I guess they smacked the Bucs already.
Hey, but. Billy the Kid, I'm not actually going to do a fucking spite bet, dude. Relax.
Take it easy, kid.
Hey, fucking relax, guy. Let's not be so fucking serious all the time.
Why so serious?
Why so fucking serious, guy? What you guys do on the last day?
It made so much sense.
Were you one of those kids on the last day of school? Nick was one of those kids.
That would be good.
Doing fucking burnouts.
No, yeah, he definitely did that. But like before he got to his car, he was like, fucking last day of school. And he threw all of his fucking papers down the fucking stairwell.
Oh, down the stairwell?
I skipped the last day of school.
You fucking burnout.
Yeah, that was actually me, Tony. I would do that. Yeah. Down the hallway, though. I never had stairwells in my fucking school.
I just felt so terrible for fucking Gord.
Good cut, man.
What?
Good cut. Where do you cut to?
Just fucking...
Yeah, no, I clicked the wrong button. It's an empty chair.
Come on, Fins. Come on, Fins.
All right.
Show some fight, Fins.
Show some fight,
Fins. Show some fight, Fins.
All right, now.
Fuck you, back room.
So unwarranted.
That's a sick Southside hat, man.
Yeah, and my Lakers fucking hoodie. Quit we fucking won last night.
Did they cover?
Yeah, they covered. They're plus +5.
Are you going to still be a Sox fan next year?
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm all in. I hate the Cubs. That's the only reason why I was a Sox fan.
Oh, shit. Don't tell Z.
Don't tell Z, too.
No, I've expressed my hatred of the Cubs and the Bears, Z.
Damn.
What's with the Bears?
I don't like Chicago fans. Other than people from the South Side.
All right. Everyone, we wish you well.
We wish you
this evening well, in all of your well. Adventures into the gambling world.
Hell yeah.
We love you. We wish you good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.